I will read the word of God and prayer. Psalm 2, please pay attention to the word of God, which is authoritative, which is holy, which is the standard of our life. Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 1 said, the light of nature is clear, but is insufficient for our salvation. Only through the scripture, God gave us his revelation so that we know how miserable situation we were and where is the way we can have the salvation. So please pay attention to the word of God. Why do the nation rage and the people plot in vain thing? The king of the earth set themselves and the ruler take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deeper displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask for me. I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we give you thanks for your words, and we give you thanks for what you did in our life through your Son, Christ Jesus. We ask you bless us when we hear your words. We ask you help me to preach your word clear, to preach your word with the Holy Spirit. I ask you help us when we hear your word, we can know the gospel, we can appreciate the gospel, we can get comfort and strength. I pray your name will be glorified because you are our King. We pray these things in our Lord, his name. Amen. If I ask you, what is gospel? What is your answer? Maybe your answer will be, gospel is Christ Jesus according to the scripture. He died, he was burned, he was raised. This is 1 Corinthians 15. Yes, this is a correct answer. Let me ask you another question. Do you appreciate the gospel? Do you appreciate Jesus, his works? Church is an assembly of triunion God. When every Lord's Day we gather together, we worship him. The congregation is called to worship him and to proclaim the excellence of Christ Jesus. Because he is the mediatorial king, because he is our Lord, because his salvific work. In today's passage, Psalm 2, I want you to see a picture of gospel. Man's rebellion deserves God's wrath and judgment, but God is greatly merciful and wisdom through his begotten Son, giving us a way to have salvation. Give us a way of salvation only in his Son, Christ Jesus. Francis, this is the reason you appreciate the gospel, because you know you were deserving God's wrath, but you know only in Christ he gives his Son to us. Only in him we are saved. About this picture of gospel in Psalm 2, three facts I want you to know. The first is the thoughts plotted by the wicked. Second is the reaction comes from God. The third is the way secured in Christ. First, first three verses, we will see the salt planted by the wicked. The first three verses describe that picture of rebellion. The king and the rulers, the most authoritative figures on the earth, they gather together, they want to against the Lord and his anointed. The psalmist used several verbs to describe what they were doing. They rage, they plot, and they take counsel, gather together to against God and his anointed one. Therefore, in verse 3, let us break their bones in pieces and cast away their curse from us. They say, let us break the curse. Let us break the bones. They realize one thing, because they say their bones and their curse. They realize, they think themselves as the king holding the authority, but they realize there is a restriction from God. So they want to break them. Let me put this way, this argument, this battle is about who is the king. Actually, the thing of the king throughout the whole song. In verse 4, you will see divine king enthroned in heaven. In verse 6, you will see David as the divine king enthroned on earth. The whole scripture tells us Christ Jesus, he is the anointed king. He is our mediatorial king. So, who is the king? The earth's authority think they are the king. They have the authentic authorities. Very interesting. The psalmist in the beginning used the word, why? Why do nations rage? Why the people plot in vain thing? It seems that psalmist know the ending. Actually, verse 1 through 3 described as a very theoretical picture. Because the earthly king want to use their earthly power against the divine king who has the thoughts of every authorities. Also, I want to know this picture is an evil, wicked picture. If you turn to the first song, we know the first and the second song, they're together. If you turn to the first song, the verse 1 said, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scoffer. This is the feature of blessed man. What is important is verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. This word meditates, Hebrew word, in the second song translated plot things in vain. So when the blessed man, the good man, the blessed man, they meditated the word of God day and night, the wicked, they plotted, the meditator, the evil things day and night. They meditate the thing about how to against Lord and his anointed one. Therefore, there is a wicked picture. Actually, if you give a glimpse at the redemptive history, you will see our first parents, the first Adam, he used his autonomy against God. He ate the forbidden fruit. Therefore, brothers and sisters, by our nature, we rebel our God. By our nature, we rebel our God. But the gospel is the last Adam, he obeys, he respects his father, he obeys God. Therefore, the first Adam in the garden said, no, I want to eat the forbidden food. But the gospel is the last Adam in the garden, he said, I want to obey our father. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. The gospel is an active obedience imputed to us. What is more important is we are promised we will put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of the Creator, the obedient Son. Therefore, if you want to appreciate the gospel, I ask you the question, do you appreciate the gospel? If you want to appreciate the gospel, you should realize by your nature, you rebel God. The rebellion, you are the rebellions. But the gospel is, we can be transformed. Kids, you rebel your parents. You rebel the good authorities because you rebel God. Because by your nature, you rebel God. As a creature, you want to against break the restriction from God. But the gospel is, we are transforming into the likeness of the obedient Son. You should appreciate the wonders and amazing grace because by our nature we deserve God's wrath and judgment. Actually, God indeed will react our rebellion, our nature. Therefore, let's come to the second fact about this gospel in Psalm 2. The reaction comes from God, verse 4 through 9. The reaction comes from God. Verse 4, the psalmist says, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. If you remember in verse 1, the psalmist used why. It seems he knows the ending. Why? Because the psalmist thinks this thing is very laughable, is very ridiculous. So he used the word why. The psalmist thinks of this rebellion with astonishment. Verse 4, he said, he who sits in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Two things I want you to know. The first is the Lord sits, which means he sits enthroned, he rules everything. I want you to know his kingship. The Lord sits. Verse 1 says, the nation and the people rage, which is a chaotic, confused scenario. Verse 4, we see the scenario shifts to heaven, where Lord sits, which is an orderly and a solemn scenario. Sitting is a picture of triumph because he is the king. The second thing I want you to know is the place where the Lord sits. He sits in the heaven. When the earthly king wants to use the earthly authority to against Lord and his anointed one, the Lord sits in the heaven. Have you seen the difference? Have you seen the distinguish? It's not quantity difference, it's not quantity distinguish, but quality, creator, creature distinction. If you read Psalm 9, 6 and 7, you, O enemy, destruction are finished forever, and you have destroyed cities, even their memory has perished. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for his judgment. He is the king. He has authority to execute his judgment. Now the question is how? Verse 5, Psalm verse 5. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deeper displeasure. Everyone should be responsible for his behaviors. The earthly king's rebel caused God's wrath and judgment. How God executed his judgment and wrath? Verse 6 tell us, yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. By setting a king to execute his judgment and the wrath, God set the mediatorial king to react these rebellions and execute his judgment. Who is the king? The question is, who is the king? In the redemptive history, we see David as the king, but if you remember the story of Old Testament, Israel is destroyed by other nations, who is the king? If we know who is the king, we will appreciate the gospel. Many points we can see. Christ our Lord, he is the king. Verse 7, I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begun you. The king was considered God's son, which reminds us the covenant God made with David. Psalm 89, we see the covenant made with David is God's mercy and his goodness. So he made a covenant with David. He said, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son, and your house and your king shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. This is a covenant made with David, but I mentioned the ending of the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, the Luke's Gospel, we see the angel say to Mary, he said, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. So David is the shadow of the king. Christ is the king. He is the one who will execute God's judgment. Also, in verse 7, you see, I will begotten you. This is the verse which described Christ Jesus, because in New Testament, many times, the New Testament author quoted this verse many times. The book of Hebrew, after the writer of Hebrew told how the Son of God ascended the right hand of majesty on high, he then quoted this verse. He said, today I have begun you. Christ, his mediatorial kingship, he ascended to the right hand of God. He is Christ Jesus. Also, verse 8, Psalm 2, he said, ask for me, and I will give you the nation for your inheritance, and the end of the earth for your possession. If you remember Matthew's Gospel 28, Jesus received all authority from the earth, all authority of the earth and heaven. Luke 22, 29, Jesus said, I ascend to you as my Father ascend to me, a kingdom. So mediatorial kingship, he as the God-man received authority from God. Verse 9, you shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. This phrase, with a rod of iron, three times the book of Revelation used this phrase to describe Jesus, his authority. From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. Therefore, Christ Jesus, his mediatorial kingship will execute God's judgment and wrath. So Christ will sit. This is the reaction comes from God to these rebellious people. By sitting the mediatorial king shows who has the ultimate authority. Lord has the ultimate authority. Brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, by our nature, we rebel God. We are rebellious, but we should know we are responsible for our behaviors. So we should endure, we should bear God's wrath and his judgment because we rebel him. Just like God said to the first Adam in the Eden, he said, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. We are responsible for our rebellion. We should be responsible for our behaviors. The wage of sin is death. You should drink the bowl of God's wrath. This is our. This is what we deserve. Acts 17, Paul said, He has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. If you want to appreciate the gospel, you should realize by your nature you deserve the wrath and judgment. We are deserving God's wrath. If you are hungry, I give you a meal. You are thankful for me. If you are starved to death, I give you a meal. You know, I give you life because you were dying. Do you realize your rebellion deserves God's wrath? Do you realize the miserable state of sin you were? Look at Westminster Short Catechism. Westminster Short Catechism 17. Into what state did the fall bring mankind? The fall brought mankind into a state of sin and misery. Question 19. What is the misery of a state wherein men fall? All mankind, by their fall, lost the communion with God, are under his wrath and curse, and so made liable to all the miseries in this life, to death itself, and to the pains of hell forever. If you appreciate the gospel, you realize the miserable life in sin. You realize your responsibility. You realize you are responsible for your behavior. You are deserving God's wrath. If you really realize that, the question is, what must I do to be saved? How to do? Because I am under the wrath of God. How to do? How can I be saved? Let's come to the last factor of the gospel in this song. The way secured in Christ. Verse 10 through 12. Verse 10 is an invitation from God. Because verse 9, the Mediterranean king will break them with a rod of iron. Because the judgment will come surely, so we have to know what is the way of salvation. Verse 10, this is the invitation. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. This is the invitation from God. Very interesting, these two Hebrew verbs, be wise, be instructed. The first Hebrew verb is a hifa Hebrew verb, which means this action should be caused by another thing or another person. Be wise. The second Hebrew verb, be instructed. It's a nifa verb. It's a passive verb. Therefore, when God gave this invitation, he said, be wise. How? How can I be wise? This because this action should be caused by another thing. Now, you should be instructed so you can be wise. The earthly king, the earthly rulers, you should be wise. You should be instructed. Very important, in the Old Testament, the law of God called the instruction of life. Let me show you a verse to say this situation. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. This is the relationship between the word of God and your life. Here the word success, also translation here, is the last verse. Is the word translation is your verse. Be instructed in the your church where verse. Here is the is the same word. So the relationship in Joshua chapter 1 mentioned is the word of. The translation is wise. The first chapter of Joshua, you will be success. This word translation song to is wise. So the relationship in Joshua chapter 1, if you meditate on the word of God day and night, you will be success. Here God say, if you were instructed by the word of God, you will be wise. You will have the success. Therefore, this is an invitation from God. This is an invitation from God. Therefore, what God means by saying that is earthly king and the rulers coming to the law of God, coming to the instruction of God. This is also the theme of the whole book of Psalm. In Psalm 119, verse 1 and verse 2, God said, blessed are those who say is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who meditate the word of God day and night. 119:15, those who keep his testimony, who seek him with their whole heart. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. So the theme of closing the word of God throughout the whole scripture. But if you see 119:15-5, salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. You see the two group of people in the song. The first is their delight is in the law of God. So they have life. They like a tree planted by the stream of the water. Another is the wicked. They hate the word of God. Also, the psalmist said what is important is verse 11, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Also here the verse use another imperative verb. You should serve the Lord. A very interesting, here again we see Christ Jesus in this picture. Because if you remember, the invitation is about Lord, want you the earthly king and the rulers be wise and be instructed. Be wise, be instructed by my word. Who is this word? Christ Jesus is this word. In the New Testament, the author of Hebrew, he said, in the old time, in the old age, God has spoken to us in many ways and many times, but in the last age, he's spoken to us by his son, Christ Jesus. So be wise, be instructed. You should love the word of God. Christ is the word of God, the capital W of the word of God. I want to show you another test to show Christ is the invitation of God in which we can have the salvation. In Matthew's Gospel 11, Matthew's Gospel 11, 25 through 13. This is a very famous invitation from Christ Jesus. But I want to show you 27, Matthew's Gospel 27. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Here we have the God's theology. We call this archetype theology. But God likes to reveal his gracious will to us. This is what we have, the scripture. But if you remember, Jesus said, 28, come to me. Come to me what? come to me to receive God's gracious revelation. So I said in the song, God said, be wise, be instructed by my word, by my law. Christ Jesus, he is the Lord. He is the capital W of Lord. So Jesus said, come to me to receive God's special revelation so that you will know you are deserving God's wrath. And you will know the only way secured in Christ Jesus. Embrace Christ, holding Christ. This is the reason in the last verse we see kiss the Son, serve the Son. Serve the Son in the Old Testament, the notion, the concept of serve is worship. So we worship the Son, we kiss the Son. So we love Christ Jesus, we love His Word. So this is an invitation. The invitation focuses on the Word of God. We know the Word of God is in Christ Jesus. This is the gospel of Christ Jesus. In the last, we see, blessed are those who take refuge in Him. If you remember, I said the connection between the sing the song and the first song. The first song said, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scoffer. This blessed man is a masculine singular, which means only there is only one blessed man. The last verse of Psalm 2 said, blessed are those who put their trust in Him. When we union with Christ, we can take refuge in Him. Only we can take refuge in Him. We cannot receive, we can avoid the wrath and the judgment of God. Therefore, brothers and sisters, this is the gospel of Christ Jesus. We realize we are deserving God's wrath, and we appreciate the way provided by God to us only in Christ Jesus. The gospel is not a God without wrath, brought man without sin into a kingdom without judgment through the ministration of our Christ without cross. This is a condemned gospel. This is a condemned message. The gospel is, with Mr. Short Catechism say, did God leave all mankind to perish in the estate of sin and misery? God, having out of His mere good pleasure from all eternity elected some to everlasting life, did enter into a covenant of grace to deliver them out of the estate of sin and misery, and to bring them into an everlasting salvation by our Redeemer. Question 21, who is the Redeemer of elect? The only Redeemer of God's elect is the Lord Christ Jesus. Do you know what gospel is? Do you appreciate the gospel? If we know that, we appreciate His person and His work. We appreciate what God did by His own will, by His power, by His rest. This is the gospel. I'm a sinner. God saved me by His Son, Christ Jesus. May the gospel comfort us, strengthen us. We will meet many difficult trials in our life. This week I heard there is an elder passed away. We say this brother passed to glory. Why we have such a hope? Why we are different reaction for death? Because we have hope. Because Christ died for me, and He was burned, He was raised for me. This is gospel. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we give You thanks indeed. Even now, we always rebel You, but we have hope. The hope is in Christ Jesus. The gospel is we are transforming into the likeness of obedient Son. We give You thanks for the gospel. We also ask You comfort us, strengthen us. by your Son, Christ Jesus. We give you thanks for the church, because every week we gather together, we have this family. We can share what you did in our life. We can share what you finished in our life. And we can share the love you give us. You love us first, we can love others. We give you thanks for everything. We pray you will glorify your name in the church. We pray you will help us. We pray you will be glorified in every Lord's Day, in every preaching. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.